Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Well, retirement planning is a comprehensive effort to get you to retirement, but overlooking just one issue could potentially sink everything that you've worked towards. We'll discuss that coming up.
It's time for the Money Night Podcast with certified financial planner Wade Chessman, president and wealth advisor at Chessman Wealth Strategies.
Glad to have you once again on the Money Night Podcast. I am Ben George with Wade Chessman, a certified financial planner and certified kingdom advisor. You'll find him at Chessman Wealth Strategies there in Dallas, serving clients both around Dallas but also nationwide, which you can find him online at chessmanwealth.com as well. Wade, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Ben. Doing great.
Well, I'm always excited to talk to you and chat today about just one overlooked issue can be a huge problem for retirement, yeah. Right? I know we talk about a lot of different parts, but just messing up one key issue, and there's a number of them, can sink everything you've worked towards.
Unfortunately, that is the case.
So I got a list of things I want to talk through today, and I want you to kind of explain why it's a challenge and kind of what you can do to avoid having these issues plague your retirement. So the possibility of outliving your money is, I guess, the greatest fear for most people heading into retirement. So you want to have a buttoned-up financial strategy and an income plan as well. But just talk a little bit about the longevity risk that we face and kind of how this all factors into retirement planning and how it could potentially destroy things that you've worked towards.
Well, people are living a lot longer and not always with great health. That's the other issue. So when you do your plan, it just requires that much more thought and planning to make sure that if you, one or both of you, in the case of a spouse, tends to live a long time. I mean, my grandmother, she's 98 years old, still alive, not doing great, but she's still alive. And that's a long time to live. And you want to make sure that you have a plan in case that happens. So I just don't think people understand, you know, the statistics about how long people are living now. It's a lot longer. At least in the case of a marriage, unless you have some kind of known health concern or something like that, the chances of one or both of you living a long time is really high. So just being aware of it and not, you know, making sure that in your planning that you're taking advantage of that, or you're not taking advantage of it, but that you're factoring it into the plan. I think that's super critical, is that it, sometimes while people come in, we'll look at their plan and I've got them living out to like 94. I'm like, what? Why 94? I'm like, well, based on statistics and math, the chances of one of you living that long, and would you want to plan that you're going to definitely die? Or do you want to go with the fact that, hey, unless you know something I don't know, there's a pretty good chance that one of you may make it and we better plan for it. Now, you don't have to do it so much that you know, don't spend any money and enjoy life, but there has to be a balance.
Always has to be a balance. So important. All right. Inflation. We know inflation can really devalue everything that we have in our account, and it's hard to keep up with inflation. We've seen this over the last couple of years especially, but even in years where it's not making headlines, there is this constant creep of inflation that is creeping in. And if you don't have the right investment strategies in place, you're going to fall behind, right?
That's right. Everybody knows it now, right? Before it was like, inflation, right? But the biggest way, the easiest way to see that right now, at least I think, is just go to the grocery store. Go out to eat or go to the grocery store. Those are two things that I think people I talk to are like, man, my grocery budget has gone up dramatically. It is insidious. And unfortunately, Ben, it hurts the people that are least of these the most, because they're the people that have the least flexibility in their budget, which is so sad. You know, the people that can least afford to have inflation, it is really a problem. And let's just say you've got inflation, I don't know what it is right now. Let's say it's 4%. That means every 18 years, your cost of living is going to double. So if you're 65 right now, by the time you're 83, that Chipotle meal that cost you $25 is going to be now 50. So it's huge, and you have to factor it in into your plan. And it's, what I'm amazed is if we drop the inflation rate by like 0.5%, what a huge difference that is, how it can make a huge impact.
Yeah, it's tough to go out to eat.
You've seen it, right?
I mean, I've seen it firsthand. And, you know, you add into that service, I feel like service has gone down over the last few years as well. And Every time I leave one of those meals, I'm like, man, what am I paying for exactly? You know, you always feel underwhelmed when you walk out of there for the most part, and it's tough.
It's expensive, but now I think people can see, whereas before it was more academic in some ways for the last few years, but now we're seeing what it really is looking like.
Mm-hmm. No question. All right, so the next issue that can easily be overlooked but needs to be planned for is the expense of a nursing home stay. Just the long-term care costs. I know there's many people that just want to put it off, don't think it impacts them anytime soon. It's easy mm-hmm. to overlook it. But this is an option that can be addressed and needs to because it is so incredibly expensive.
Yeah, and I would say instead of saying nursing home because that has connotations of, well, mm-hmm. That won't be me. I'll just stay home.
True.
Let's just think about it more in the terms, like as you mentioned, long-term care costs, whether that's at home and a assisted living, essentially where you have a plan, right? You're going to spend X amount of money to spend each month, but all of a sudden, either one of you or both of you, let's say you're married, and now all of a sudden your husband needs to go into assisted living or even, you know, custodial care, like a nursing home, as you mentioned. You're still living at home. They're living there. Think how much additional expense that's going to cost in your plan. And that's where it can have a huge impact on your plan. So people don't sometimes think of it that way. And I always tell folks, look, you don't have to try to take care of every single expense that may come up. But if possible, it would be nice to have a plan so that you have some kind of supplement to your ordinary source of income to pay for those unexpected long-term care costs so that you're not having to delve into your principal. And I have clients that are essentially self-insured. They have enough assets where they can just pay for it. But a lot of times they'll choose to take what is a relatively small amount of their net worth to purchase some kind of long-term care insurance or protection so that they can leverage that amount to give themselves some peace of mind knowing that, hey, if I do have this expense, I'll be able to take care of it. I've talked about my grandmother a lot. Bless her soul. She's in a nursing home, has been for quite a while. And she has a good chunk of money left. But the good news is her grandson got her into a long-term care product a long, long, long time ago. And it pays $3,000 a month, every single month. And it's just nice to have it because it helps preserve the rest of her estate. So don't overlook, forget nursing home. Just think about long-term care, some kind of long-term extended illness where you need additional help, whether it's at home, in a facility. Unfortunately, it could happen. What are we going to do to protect it? And again, it doesn't have to be you protect every dime. It just means you may look at some ideas that would give you some supplement.
All right. So again, long-term care can be very pricey, and it's gonna affect a majority of people. Well, I guess, 50% weight? Is that about right?
I mean, it has different realms. I mean, not everybody will end up in a nursing home for 4 or 5 years, but the statistics say that it's highly likely that most people have some need for that. So again, you don't have to try to protect against 100% of that. Just try to have some kind of protection so that you're not completely left without any kind of backup. That's what I would say.
Okay.
At least look at it.
Right. All right. So the volatility of the stock market, we know that. That's a clear thing that we are all aware of. It's not a surprise to tell you the market's going to go up and down. But the impact that it can have on your retirement savings, if you haven't adjusted your strategies for investing to mitigate some of the risk, especially as you get into retirement, that volatility can really weigh in on what you have to take out and what you'll have saved, right?
Yeah, we've done podcasts on this. We've talked about the risk, the sequence of returns risk, where the idea is that you do need to take risk in your portfolio. But I'm not talking about the type of risk, Ben, where you lose all your money, like you put it all in one stock. We're talking about this type of risk, the ups and downs of the market. So how do you protect against that? I mean, it can have a huge impact. And we show when people come in, we do this little graph, we call it sequence of return risk. And we have two people, Sean and Wade, and one, we're both taking out the same amount. We both get the same average return. But in my case, I run out of money. In Sean's case, he has a lot of money at the end. And it just had to do with when the money came out, what the market was doing when we started pulling money out. So if you happen to get really unlucky and retire in the first 2 or 3 years of your life, of your retirement life, money, the market's doing poorly, that can have a really negative effect on your long-term risk of running out of money. So there are things you can do. We talked about this, Ben. We've done a whole podcast on bucketing, where you have your money in different buckets. We talked about diversification, proper asset allocation. But people don't sometimes think about this risk. Most people need volatility and something in their portfolio that has, that's going to have volatility in it. Even if you're 68 years old, you could live another 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so you still need money to grow. So that means you're going to have some of your money, which is at risk, meaning risk to go up and down. But there are some things you can do to mitigate that. And I think that's super important.
Yep. Incredibly important to do. Again, if you have questions or want to talk through different strategies, you can always call Chessman Wealth at 214-572-2120. And we can't get out of here away without talking about the threat of rising taxes. We don't know what taxes are going to do. No one does, but there is that potential for tax increases, right? So what can that mean on retirement income?
No one knows what's going to happen to taxes, but we all know that our country's heavily in debt. We keep spending money that we do not have. Even right now, we're still spending money we don't have. No one seems to get the message in Washington. So when I ask people, do you think taxes are, well, I'll ask you, Ben, based on everything you know, do you think taxes from here are going to go up, stay the same, or go down, if you had to guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine a world in which taxes drop. That's just me.
That's what I think. And because of that, we've done whole podcast on this too, tax planning versus tax prep. There's a shortage of accountants. One of my accountants that we work with, great guy. It's like, I'm having to turn people away. I just can't get enough help. So what that means is accountants are going to be doing taxes, doing prep and some planning, but they're going to be focused on getting the taxes done, right? That's not tax planning. Tax planning is looking out not only this year, but to the future. So it's about what you're going to pay in taxes today, what you may pay in the future. What are some things you can do today to offset that? You know, if you're going to retire next year and your income's going to go way down, maybe there's some opportunity to do some tax planning, Roth conversions, different things like that. So I think the threat of rising taxes is really a problem. We did a whole podcast on this, the book that we talked about, Ben, Save, how you can save taxes in retirement. So huge. I think this was a big one, is rising taxes. And the other issue that a lot of people face is a lot of our money now is in pre-tax or investments that have never been taxed. So I always tell people that, it's not your money. Some of it is, but some of it's the government's money. And the problem is they're a really tough lender and we don't even know what rates are going to charge in the future. It could be the rates get a lot higher. So what can we do to mitigate that as much as possible? So I think that's an important one.
Yeah, it was just a few episodes ago, we did the How Christians Can Reduce Taxes and Make Smart Choices with Their Money, to kind of highlight that book. So go back, give that a listen as well.
Yeah, if you want the book, let me know.
Exactly. There's details on how to reach out, but you can always get in touch. ChessmanWealth.com is the website. All of the podcasts can be found there, plus a lot of other resources and guides that Wade and the team put together for you. All you have to do is just check it out, ChessmanWealth.com. All right, Wade, we are aware of these issues, and hopefully this maybe gets at least one person to take some action on their financial plan to address these things to help.
Yeah, I mean, I think the good news is there are things you can do about each one of these.
Yep.
And you don't have to just kind of hope that things will work out. You can be proactive and get it done.
Absolutely. We'll leave it there. Be proactive and get it done. Good message to close.
That's good. I love that. That's going to be my new tagline.
I love it. Wade, thanks as always for the time, and
thanks,
I hope
Ben.
You have a good week.
The opinions voiced in Money Night with Wade Chessman are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Night are not affiliated with CWM LLC, Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.